Hello and welcome to Covenant Grove's audio devotionals. Let's open up our Bibles to the book of Colossians chapter 4. Today's reading will start on verse 2 and end on verse 6. In this devotional series, we will be going over the four letters that Paul wrote while he was under house arrest by the Romans, which is talked about in the book of Acts chapter 28 verses 16 through 31 from our last devotional series. For reference, I'll be reading from the New Living Translation, but you can follow along in the version of the Holy Text you prefer. Now, starting in verse 2, devote yourselves to prayer with an alert mind and a thankful heart. Pray for us, too, that God will give us many opportunities to speak about His mysterious plan concerning Christ. That is why I am here in chains. Pray that I will proclaim this message as clearly as I should. Live wisely among those who are not believers, and make the most of every opportunity. Let your conversation be gracious and attractive, so that you will have the right response for everyone. Once again, that was Corinthians chapter 4 verses 2 through 6 in the New Living Translation. Let's discuss and explore the section of the scriptures we just read a little more in depth. We are called to share God's hope. These verses give us some practical ways to witness, pray, live wisely, and have grace-filled conversations. We need to consistently pray for opportunities to share God's hope. Most of our prayers are just about our needs or the needs of others. God is also asking us to pray for opportunities to share His hope. And we need to be thankful. Are you making the most of the opportunities God is giving you to share His love and truth? Our lives need to show that we are followers of Christ. We don't have to be perfect, but we do need to keep our focus on Christ and authentically live out what we believe. We also need to be ready for God to answer our prayers. He will give us opportunities to listen to the struggles of others, pray for them, and share the hope of Christ. Listening is so powerful, and people are longing for others to listen to them. Here is something to ponder during your personal meditation and prayer time for the rest of the day. Will you give God 15 minutes a day to let yourself be interrupted with those who need God's hope and love? We're grateful you joined us for Covenant Grove's daily audio devotionals. Tune in every Monday through Friday for more encouraging insights and discussions about the sacred writings of God. May you all be blessed in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.